The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on planet Earth.
Welcome to Being Here.
And if you're listening from outer space, God bless you. I don't know whether you have morning, evening, or afternoon there.
Maybe you have all of it all at once.
Maybe.
All right, are you ready?
That's a possibility.
Here's the question du jour.
What is the question du jour, my dear?
Are you living your life, or are you complaining about it?
I'm living my life.
Excellent.
Yes.
I know, that makes it so much fun.
But you know,
what?
There was indeed a time in my life that I was complaining about it. I was normal once.
Now you're mutated.
We are both mutated. You knew me when I was normal.
Yes.
Remember that time we were in Cozumel, Mexico.
You see the picture, I see it. That was a really interesting vacation.
Yes, we were just together. We were not wed yet. We were a boyfriend-girlfriend at that time.
I have pictures from back then. We were kind of cute.
We were cute. Mm, I mean, you're talking 27 years ago.
Yep. And
we're still cute.
But not as young.
Not as young. Right.
And we were on the beach, and Shia was laying there in the sun on his back, calculating
and complaining
about how much money the vacation was costing him, how much money he was losing by not being at work on that particular day, and he was compounding the two together so he could have
a miserable vacation.
Yeah, a major complaint. So that used to be our starting place and a start. And so if you find yourself complaining, you've been in good company.
You're in the right place. Here's the thing. Before we talk about complaining, which is everywhere, all you have to do is listen to people and you will hear it. Let's talk first about listening, because most of us don't really listen. We listen to see whether we agree with or disagree with what's being said. We listen to see if we already know this stuff. Like, for those of you who listen to our show regularly, you're tuning me out at about this point, or you did a while ago when I mentioned listening, because you think you know what I'm talking about. Interestingly enough, we've had people who've worked with us for years, one Monday night, after being around for years, say, you know that second principle you were talking about? Tonight I really got it. I never really got it before this. So you may think you know what we're talking about when we say to listen is an active engaging in what another person is saying so that you can hear it from their point of view. But your mind is a very fancy machine that says, oh, I know this already, and you tune things out. So see if you can listen as though the information that's being talked about is vital to your survival.
Well, that's great.
You know, like if you don't listen to how to get the oxygen flowing, you're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to each thing as though it's really important and as though it's your idea in the first place.
You know, it's interesting, as you were saying, you said people tune out because they already know it. Well, I know the subject listening. It's part of what Shia and I live and teach. But as I'm listening to him, he says things I've never heard before. He puts things together in a way that's new. And if I'm here for it, I'm new. I'm living my life. I'm not disengaged waiting for the moment when I should check back in when my life starts again. So listening is about actively engaging to hear what another person is saying from his or her perspective.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether you agree with it or disagree with it. It's about hearing what another person is saying from their point of view. That's our definition of true listening. We finish each other's sentences.
Always good to remind you.
Because we, even though we reminded people a few radio shows back, we even got an email from somebody saying that we interrupted each other.
So,
at least the male interrupted the female.
You know what's neat about that? Not that that person frustrated himself with our style, but I realize our style of communication is a lot like life. It's alive.
And it's happening newly in each moment. It comes at you differently. It's not all same old, same old.
And I may think I'm going somewhere, or you may think you're going somewhere. Life intercedes, takes it another direction. You can either get tight with that and resist it, or you can swing with the shift, the unexpected, the unexpected shift, and then life becomes very exciting. It's an adventure.
Well, you know something interesting?
Hmm?
I went to Pilates this morning, and on my way back, I was noticing how I was driving my car and how I was looking to see where traffic was coming from before I pulled out in the onto the highway past the yield sign. But it was interesting to notice my awareness of everything around me as I was going about my... But I wasn't talking to myself about it. It was as though I was watching me interact with my life as it was showing up in each moment. And there were times where I needed to slow down to let another car pull in front of me. I was pulling onto the highway and there were two trucks coming, so I didn't pull on. I slowed down. I didn't accelerate to try to get in front of them. I let them go by, and then it was leisurely. But it was interesting to watch the flow of life if I was there for it. If I was thinking about something, I would be preoccupied by my thoughts, and I would miss this incredible adventure of driving a car.
I remember we had a friend once who used to be more prone to thinking or complaining or upsets. And one night he showed up at a Monday having driven from out of town saying that he had had a near disaster on the road, that the car that cut him off came from nowhere. And, you know, eventually we talked to him about it. He discovered that the car didn't come from
nowhere.
That he was preoccupied and didn't see what was around him. He became unaware of what was around him.
See, you know, a lot of people think they can multitask, but the reality of it is your mind functions on one thing at a time. Now, it may skip around to multiple things, but it's only got one thing at a time. So when you're busy thinking about something, you miss seeing things.
Or if you're busy complaining,
that's also a type of thought.
It's like taking your thoughts and putting them on external speaker, usually, but sometimes you can have it on internal speaker when
Absolutely.
You're complaining. You know, there are three basic principles to instantaneous transformation. And listening to this show today, your life can transform in an instant. And the first principle is this.
Anything you resist, disagree with, don't like, wish would be different, are complaining about, will persist, it will grow stronger, and it will definitely dominate your life.
That's the first principle. And if you think about it, anything, if you pick up any one of your complaints, you look at anything that you've complained about in this past week, it is absolutely something that you are resisting.
And so you're complaining to yourself or others about it, keeps it in place.
Second principle is things can only be exactly as they are. So, for instance, you can walk outside your door today. You can step out if you're in the northern hemisphere here, you step out into the cold or the snow or the weather. You can complain about how cold it is, but that will not change the weather. It's exactly as it is, and your complaint about it
is in resistance to the way it is, so you will get to be right that it's really cold.
Now, the third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. And interestingly enough, when you allow, for instance, the weather to be as it is, so it's no longer a complaint,
it will allow you to go about your life rather than being distracted into your complaint about how the weather should be different than it is.
We saw something on TV some time ago with the, it was in survival stories, and one of the fellows talking about having survived was this individual, Rulon. I don't remember his last name, but he won.
He was a gold medalist wrestling.
On the Olympics, and he had had a disaster where he'd gone out and
snowmobiling,
and he had gotten stuck and wet and overnight in like
35 below zero weather.
And he ended up being there freezing, and he could either talk about how he was freezing or he could get on with living his life until he got rescued. And it was a very
inspirational
thing to see how he dealt with this and met this disaster in a way that allowed him not only to survive the night, but come out relatively unscathed. And so there's the possibility where you can engage, regardless of the circumstances, into living your life, or you can complain about it, but you can't be doing both at the same time, because no two things can occupy the same you
at the same time.
You can either be living your life,
or you can be complaining about your life. And it's like a light switch, you know. The difference is, you know, there are no rheostats. There's no dimmer switch on this one. You can't be complaining a little bit. If you're locked in a complaint, you lose your ability to experience aliveness.
And that's what this show is about. It's
aliveness.
Being here and aliveness. And on that note, we're going to take a break.
So,
come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
I'm Arielle.
I'm Shia. And the question is, are you living your life or are you complaining about it?
I'm not complaining. Circumstances are pretty darn good in my life.
Well, you see, that's not by accident.
Yes, I know.
Circumstances are good in your life because you're not lost in complaining. Because, see, complaining becomes a habit. It becomes your way of interacting and experiencing life. So if you're used to complaining, then you will complain about everything.
Well, actually, you know, that's really true. Remember back in December we were talking about when I got my tooth drilled?
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't complaining there. And now that we're leaving today for Costa Rica to do our Costa Rican adventures, I'm not complaining about that either. And it makes for everything you do to be that much richer and juicier. And I just want to take a moment to say, hey, to all of you, you know, the 120 or whatever it is, the amount of people who are coming to Costa Rica with us here for our Costa Rican adventures. I'll see you soon, and we're really happy you're coming, and it's not too early for the rest of you.
To register for next year?
Yeah, you can put, well, it's a little early to register for next year. It's close.
Close.
But you can do it soon. Put it in your mental computer. All right, we have a caller. Shall we take her?
Oh, let's.
Andrea, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Hello. We're going to see you soon.
Oh, yes.
In the warm. In the warm, yes. Not in the cold.
So are you calling from, yes, Switzerland?
Yes, I'm calling from Switzerland today.
Excellent.
And I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
About dating.
Okay.
Because I find myself complaining about that I have to date, and then I find my complaining about my friends who already have someone. And then it feels like it's like a big, it starts with one complaint and then it goes off into a huge, everything is not okay complaint.
Yeah, well, let me first find something out from you, Andrea.
Yes.
You say it's about complaining about dating. So tell me, where, about what are you not complaining?
I don't know.
Right. Because, you see, complaining is a habit. And if you're in the habit of complaining, you find fault with everything and everybody and every circumstance.
Especially yourself.
Okay. Because I thought I only complain about one thing and that's it.
Let's pretend that's true. I don't believe that's true. I think if you take a look, you'll see that it goes across the board, and in this area of your life, it's louder.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
So, but let's put that aside for a minute. Let's pretend it's true. What
okay.
if this complaint isn't a problem, but really a device?
What is a device?
A device is something that you do or have that performs a function of some sort.
So, for instance, in our kitchen, I have a can opener.
Uh-huh. I pictured that.
And so this device, its job is to open cans so that if I want to, say, I can have a can of olives, I put it on and it opens the
can.
And
it's automatic, this device.
It's an automatic thing. You hit the button and it goes.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, let's say this complaining about dating is a device. And let's assume the device is useful, because you're a smart gal. You wouldn't have any not useful devices. So if we step back and look at it that way, what could this complaining about dating device do for you?
it could make me think so that I don't have to do other things.
Like
working?
No, you're getting colder now.
like
Switzerland.
Actually, like date.
See, if you complain about not dating, you don't have to date.
Yeah. That's true.
It saves you from dating.
It saves you from being vulnerable. It saves you from being self-expressive. It saves you from falling in love.
And maybe falling in love with the wrong person, and then it's going to end anyway, and, well, who needs that? So
why bother?
That's so true.
You know, I'm getting an image. In Costa Rica, one of the things they have when you leave Costa Rica is they have this walkway that goes from where the transporter drops you off into the terminal. And at the walkway, they have this place where they, if you pay them a fee, they will wrap your luggage in, like, Saran wrap.
Yeah, it's like a cocoon of plastic.
So that your luggage won't get dirty or scuffed or
damaged,
which kind of doesn't work if they end up having to check your luggage. They have to cut it off anyway, but that's beside the point. And I see your complaints a little bit like the Saran wrap. It's like if you can surround yourself in complaints, you don't have to look and see who's in front of you. You don't have to register if you're interested. You don't have to potentially be rejected.
That makes sense, yes.
Right, so it's much easier to complain to yourself about dating, that there aren't enough guys around, that there aren't the right guys around, you know?
Yes.
All the right guys are married.
Or taken.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on in my mind.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, great.
You know, when we were putting together this show, Andrea, we decided to look up the word living.
Alive.
And live is to remain alive. And we started thinking of that in terms of what we talk about and being right versus being alive. You know, that experience of aliveness and vitality.
You know, and when you're complaining, as far as you're concerned, you're right about what you're complaining about. You're really right that whatever the complaint is, you're right about it. But you see, to be right costs you aliveness.
Mm-hmm.
Being right is the price. The price to be right is you lose your aliveness. You lose your vitality. You lose your sense of wonder and excitement and enthusiasm and discovery. That's in the alive box. But if you're right that what is happening in your life is wrong, which is what a complaint is, then you lose the possibility of living your life. You're just the same old, same old. This is for people that live their life every day like it was yesterday. Same complaints, same everything. And we're suggesting that there's a new possibility. The possibility of living your life as though it's an exciting adventure.
That's wonderful. Because I just see now that I lose my sense of humor when I complain about things.
Absolutely.
And I'm not funny anymore.
Yes, life is no fun.
Yeah, that's true. That's great.
You will lose your sense of humor when you're resisting something.
Okay.
When you say
no to something.
And the only something you can say no to is how your life is showing up.
Okay.
When you're saying no, it's to the current moment of your life. When you're complaining, it's about the current moment of your life. Because that's all you have. And if you're a no to the current moment of your life, then your life is just non-functional. It's not an alive life.
Yeah. But, wow, that's cool.
You also lose your sense of humor when you're pushing to get somewhere other than where you are, as if over there is going to be better than where you're at.
Right.
Cool. That's cool.
That makes sense to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it felt like when I'm going on a date, I'm going there to get it over with.
Oh, well, that makes you
that
so
makes,
attractive.
Yeah, that, you know, I know you, and you are this beautiful woman. And I'm sorry. You don't want, if I were going on a date with you, I wouldn't want to get it over with.
But, you know, when you say that, I picture you, and, you know, I know that you're a singer for, and a voice teacher, and you're statuesque, and you're beautiful, and I've seen videos of you doing concerts, and it's okay for you to have a multitude of people's attention on you when you're doing a role, like singing a song.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It's another thing when somebody's looking at you and just being with you. And then your attention turns on yourself. You're far better off on a date to get interested about who you're dating rather than worrying about being interested in whether or not they'll like you and trying to get it over with.
Yeah, that sounds relaxing. That's cool.
It does sound relaxing.
You know, it would be nice if you could relax into your life. But I'm very happy for you. We're about to go to a break, but I want to tell you before we go that we're going to have you with us in Costa Rica for 2 weeks.
And we're going to
And we will handle the relaxing part of you relaxing into your own life so that you can discover how great you really are.
We have to go to a break now.
I know.
We'll be back shortly.
So
thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Come on back, y'all.
Bye-bye.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes. Welcome back to Being Here.
For those of you who aren't coming with us to Costa Rica, and even for those who are, I want to let you know what our spring courses are coming up in both New York and in Europe. In New York, March 11th through 13th, we are doing a brand new course called License to Live. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's about
you give yourself license or permission to live your truth.
And live your life without having to
resist or disagree with.
And step back from your heart's desires. And then in the end of March, we're going to Hamburg, and on the 31st, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe. And then the Freedom to Be Yourself is the course we're offering in Hamburg, offering between April 1st and 3rd. You can find out more on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. We're inviting you, plan your schedules, pick a course or courses. We have a gal in New York who often goes to all the Hamburg courses because she loves being there along with New York. So come, join us. We'll have fun together.
Yes.
We have a caller.
Yes.
Sandy, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
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 Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Germany, really close to Switzerland, and it's cold here too, Munich.
Munich, okay. Well, it's that time of year.
Yeah. So I have a question too.
What's your question?
Shaya, you said something about being caught in a complaint earlier, and I was wondering because, well, I mean, I wake up in the morning complaining. And,
you mean like it's cold here, too?
Yeah. It's
that's not a complaint. That's an observation.
But it wasn't made as just a statement of fact. It had a complaining overtone in it. She said it's cold here, too.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah, it's that time of year.
Right.
So
Yeah, but you see.
I've been complaining a lot lately.
Look, Sandy, here's the thing. Who do you know that doesn't complain?
You guys.
Oh, but aside from us. I mean, in your everyday, the people you interact with, the grocery store, the people at work, your children, you know? Who doesn't complain?
Right. Actually, nobody. Everybody.
Everybody's complaining.
At risk of having you put us on way too high a pedestal, there are moments where we complain.
You told her.
I did. Our lifestyle is about recognizing when we're complaining and
bringing ourselves back to center rather than investing and getting lost in the complaint.
Or making ourselves wrong for having gotten there.
Yeah.
See, if you're complaining, you can either hold that complaint as a bad thing, or you can take a look and see it's a symptom of something. Huh.
What triggered this?
I must be resisting something. I maybe missed something in an interaction I had with someone.
Maybe I didn't communicate something that was my truth, and you know, what's incomplete here?
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you're being kind of hard on yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Sandy, are you standing or sitting right now?
I'm sitting.
Okay, could you be standing right now?
No.
Too late, right?
Right.
So, if you've gotten lost in complaining, then could you have not gotten lost in complaining?
No.
Right, so it's time to forgive yourself and move on. See, the game with instantaneous transformation is to recognize where you are and what's happening in the current moment of your life and then move on. Not try to make the current moment fit some idea or picture you have of what an enlightened being should be living.
I have a question for you. What's the big newspaper there in Munich?
Süddeutsche Zeitung.
I have a question.
Southern German magazine or newspaper.
Southern German magazine. Question for you. The worst thing you did this week that you've been complaining about.
Would they print anything about that in that magazine or newspaper?
No.
the worst thing you've done this year. Well,
this
course,
year.
Early in the year, but they, within the last year, would they have printed that anywhere in that magazine?
I don't think so.
Okay, how about in your whole life?
Well, I could come up with some things, but I have a bad memory.
I bet you.
Oh, I'm joking.
I bet you nothing you ever did, Sandy, would warrant getting you into the newspaper as a bad person.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Did you want to, do you notice how somewhere in there you want to argue with me about that?
Yeah.
Well, you say there are some things and I have a bad memory. Are you actually being serious now, or are you hanging on to being right about how bad you are?
Yeah, I'm probably hanging. Yes, I am hanging on to how bad I am.
And now, who told you you were bad?
Well, probably somebody told me when I was a child that I was bad, when I was really being bad. And
Not necessarily. My nephew is an extremely brilliant man. Extremely brilliant. But when he was little,
he
used to give himself punishments. And his mother would say, "What are you doing?" And he'd say, "I pulled the cat's tail. I'm giving myself time out." He told himself he was bad. And she was beside herself. She didn't know how to intercede between him and his immature perspective of what bad was.
And we all, at one point or another in our lives, have an immature perspective. And for many of us, that perspective never matures, because we keep repeating the same story about ourselves over and over again in the conversation we listen to that we believe to be us.
I realize, because I've called into the show quite often already, and this seems to be a topic that keeps coming, how hard I am. But for some reason, I keep holding on to it, to you know, this image of myself of being not good enough. And I know it's silly, and I just keep falling back into that.
Well, maybe that's your can opener. It's not silly. It's a device. It's a useful device.
It keeps you from having to be as brilliant as you are. Now, there's a quote from Marianne Williamson that was credited to Nelson Mandela about something that goes something like, "It's not your faults that you can't handle. It's your greatnesses."
Yeah.
See, what if, Sandy, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you, and you're a brilliant, brilliant human being? I know that was with the story of your life.
Yeah.
Talk about right versus alive.
Yeah.
Because
what are you right about here?
You are so brilliantly demonstrating being right. And somewhere in there, whatever we say, there's a "but you don't know."
Right. It's very good. It's as though whatever we say falls short of the mark because you're listening to your own conversation about what we're saying rather than hearing what we're saying.
And I really see that as the difference between living your life or complaining about it. You could actually scratch out the word complaining and put in talking to yourself about it. Because when you talk to yourself about your life,
you're basically saying no to how your life is showing up. You're not a big yes to it.
And it actually comes from what you already know. It's not an act of creation. It wasn't that long ago, a friend of ours, Rod, came to a Monday night talking about having been directed by a French director. And Rod doesn't speak French, and the director would give his instructions in French, and there was a translator. And what happened was Rod started to be able to understand this man before he finished you know, as he went along before the translation, he actually got what the man had to say.
Because he listened, and then language was no longer a barrier. He could understand him because he was listening to him to hear what he was saying, not to disagree.
However, he lost everything, lost all sense of it, at the moment he agreed with what the guy said. So if the guy gave him a direction that he agreed with, he went back to what he thought about, and he lost the moment.
Uh-huh.
He stopped listening. He stopped being engaged in real time. He was only talking to himself. The thing is...
So what you got to get, really, Sandy, is that you aren't Sandy. The voice is Sandy. You are this stellar being that is so great and so clear and so brilliant in herself. And then she listens to this voice that complains and complains and complains. And she thinks, and the voice is called Sandy, and the being believes that she's the voice.
You know, Sandy, I have a few more things to say to you. I imagine Shia does too. But we have to take a break shortly. Are you available to come back with us after the break?
Yes, definitely.
Most excellent. Okay, we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. You still with us, Sandy?
Yeah.
There's this, yeah. Ooh. You know, there's this song. It's a country western song. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called There's a Difference Between Living and Living Well. You heard it?
Mm-hmm. No, but it reminds me of the IKEA commercial here in Germany.
Uh-huh. Well, let me just tell you the rest of it, because I'm certain it's different than the IKEA commercial. I just have a feeling about it. Not having seen the IKEA commercial. It says, the lyric is, there's a difference between living and living well. You can't do it all by yourself. And one of the things that I've done and what Shia has done is that when we have those thoughts like you're describing, the thoughts of that complain about ourselves, because they are there. And if we start hearing them and they become real, we engage someone else. So I'll say, "Shy man, I just had this thought. I'm a jerk," or I'll communicate with him. And then he holds the reality, the perspective outside of that. But it's my job to listen rather than to argue for that tape. Because you argue long enough and you'll blunt your supporters.
That's right.
So I borrow the perspective of the people around me when I've lost myself, and we recommend that you do that as well.
Good. Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome. We have another caller.
Yes, we do. Are you there, Dana?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from London.
Yippee.
London.
Our European community.
I really sort of reconnect with what you said before when you said that when you're complaining, it stops you from allowing yourself to be vulnerable and to be self-expressive. And, you know, I think Barbara was talking about dating, like, you know, with falling in love. And that really sort of applies to me, because I have sort of, it's easy for me to complain about it than to speak my truth. And I sometimes have it's really challenging sometimes for me to speak my truth. I'd rather, first default is always sort of to shrink to fit, and then really if I'd have to, I would sort of speak my truth. So always I get, if it's work or if it's dating or so, I get confronted with certain situations and I find myself complaining about it rather than just, sort of experiencing the situation. And then dealing with it and thinking that I have, you know, the tools to be able to deal with the situation.
Well, you're pretty habituated to thinking. You think a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And the other thing is you keep things vague.
Okay.
So I'm trying to follow what you're saying here, and I'm a pretty good listener.
Okay.
And but you don't want to say everything, so you talk in generalities, and then I don't get any information.
Okay. Well, like Barbara's example about dating, I'm someone who's very, for example, I met a guy just a couple of weeks ago, and he's someone who I enjoyed hanging out with and would like dancing together and everything, but for some reason he didn't fit a certain picture. So I started complaining about him. I almost sort of wanted to talk to him and say, I don't really like that behavior on him. So I don't like that he smokes and he for my taste, he was too arrogant. And then something really funny happened yesterday. He was sort of started chatting and I let go of the whole picture and we started getting into a conversation and the whole picture of him being too arrogant just changed. And we sort of talked about, because there was a certain situation where I said no and he sort of crossed the boundaries and,
I missed that.
That's why I sort of thought, you know, he was arrogant, and then we talked about it and it was okay afterwards, and we connected again. So that's why I sometimes feel, for me, it's sometimes hard to deal with a situation. I'd rather complain about it and not deal with it, rather than just speak my truth. And
well, here's the problem I have with this. See, you're talking about things that don't fit your ideas or pictures as wrong, and that you then either have to complain to yourself about or confront and communicate to fix.
Those are your two options right now.
Right. There's no surrender to your life in your description. There is no allowing people to be who they are and who they're not. There is no allowing you to be who you are and who you're not. There's a pressure in you to fix and change everything around you so that you feel comfortable with your life. But does that sound familiar to you, Danny?
Yes.
Right. So, thank you. So, given that, there's very little that we can do to support you until you start relaxing into being okay being you, so that you can stop putting pressure on the people around you to be different than they are. Because you put a pressure on yourself to be different than you are.
Yes. And a lot. Mm-hmm.
A lot, yes. And when you're doing that, you've got to be putting pressure on everybody around you to be different, too.
Yes, that's
because
true.
When you're coming from the idea that your life is not showing up perfectly exactly as it is, then you try mm-hmm. to change it to some idea you have of what life is supposed to be like. But your ideas about life were formulated and put together by a child.
Yes.
And
thank
so,
you.
Not the mature woman that you are today, but the child that you once were. And you mm-hmm. wouldn't ask that child about relationships. You wouldn't go to a six-year-old and say, well, what should I look for in a man? Would you?
That's true.
Would you go to a 12-year-old and ask that question?
No.
Think back to when you were 18. Would you have trusted what you as an 18-year-old would have given you for relationship advice?
No.
You know, Danny, I know that your life is complex and, you know, you're busy, but I really hope that you will set your schedule up so you can make it to the freedom to breathe and the freedom to be yourself that we're doing the end of March and early April in Hamburg. Because
yes,
what
that
you're
does talk- want to come.
Great. Well,
yeah,
do what you need to do to actually register
make
and make it happen mm-hmm. so your life doesn't fill in.
Right, because, you know, if you don't buy the ticket to the show, time for the show shows up and you can't get the ticket.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
your life fills
in.
Good, because what you're talking about is a life strategy that was put together eons ago by who knows who, not by you.
Yeah.
It was handed down to you, and there's possibilities for you that you can't even begin to get a sense of yet because they are outside the context that you hold life in.
Yes.
And I don't mean to be obtuse or
confusing.
It's that
we just need more time than a brief conversation in a show in order to be able to relax into what's possible, which is why we do the weekends and why I'm so happy you said you're going to come.
Yes, I will.
Excellent. While I'm thinking about it, for those of you in the States, in the New York area, when we come back from Costa Rica, on February 14th, we're doing a special event on our book, How to Create a Magical Relationship. It'll be a relationship event. It's Monday, February 14th, Valentine's Day.
If you're in a relationship, it'll be great. If you're not in a relationship, it'll be great.
Support you in, first of all, having a relationship with yourself.
And if you have a relationship with yourself that works, then you can definitely expand out to include others.
We're at the new location on 34th and 8th Avenue. You can check our website.
The New Yorker Hotel, it's
mm-hmm,
called.
Transformation Made Easy.
And it's got a big red neon sign in the sky. I love it when we come into New York City through the tunnel. I look up and I see this big red New Yorker Hotel sign.
And there we are.
And that's where we're going to be starting
soon. You know, everyone, it's been so lovely having you here today. And, Danny, we appreciate your calling in. And
we appreciate all the people who called in.
And we appreciate you all listening. And share the show. Share the possibility of transformation with people. It's really easy. You can just tweet it forward or put it on Facebook.
Yeah, you can just send people emails.
Yeah. Hey, so thanks, Danny.
Thank you, guys.
You're very, very welcome. And we are going to be back next week for more on Being Here, and we invite you to join us. So come on back, and don't miss
Being Here.
Don't miss Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here. Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.